97.7 EXT, we are joined on the phone by Sarah Giroux. Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot has happened between the release of your most recent album, Undercurrent, and your previous album. Can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, what's been going on?
Yeah, I've just been very, very busy, seemingly over the last many years of this whole music career thing. And I guess since the release of my latest record, Undercurrent, which came out last June, last summer, been on the road pretty much nonstop touring that record, and it's been a really whirlwind, exciting year. What was, crazily enough, won 2 Grammys earlier this year, which was super exciting and a big dream come true. And ever since then, just been playing a bunch of shows for people and having a good time doing it.
Yeah, and congratulations on those Grammy Awards as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and speaking of touring, we're really excited about you. Coming up to North Adams, Massachusetts, you'll be playing at the Fresh Grass Festival at Mass MoCA on Friday, September 15th.
Yeah, I love this festival. It's one of my favorites. I'm so excited to return.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And you started playing mandolin at the age of 10 years old and have really flourished over the years. How would you say that you've grown and matured as an artist over this time?
Well, I think just by the nature of being persistent and keeping on, you know, trucking with it all, and making records and continuing to write my own music, it definitely, you know, I think as musicians that I respect, I notice growth within their music. And so I think I always try to make it a priority for myself to keep growing musically. I think one of the ways that I've been trying to do that in the last few years especially is by collaborating with other musicians and not just focusing on my own writing and records, but a really exciting kind of inspiring project that I've started in the last few years is this other band with Sarah Watkins and Aoife O'Donovan. I'm with her, and I think that's a great example of just getting to play with those amazing women has taught me so much about being a better listener and you know, blending with people vocally and instrumentally. And then also all of the work that I've done on Prairie Home Companion with both Garrison Keillor and Chris Seeley. I feel like I learned and continue to learn so much from doing that and really kind of being in more of a supportive role in the band with Chris and learning his pieces of music week after week is a great challenge.
Sure. Yeah, and you're even teaching at Yo-Yo Ma's Global Musician Workshop.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago, I guess, at this point. I was able to teach sort of the American roots portion of that camp, and it was an incredible learning experience for me. I think sometimes it's interesting when you teach music, I feel like I always come away learning something. You know, having to describe what you do to other people kind of makes you think about it in a different way.
Sure. And you had mentioned working with both Aoife and Sarah in your band, I'm With Her. They also worked with you a little bit on Undercurrent as well, right?
Yeah. I wrote one of the songs, Still Life, which is on the record, I wrote with Aoife and was able to get Aoife to play guitar on that track and sing, and Sarah played fiddle as well.
Wonderful. And can you touch on maybe some of the things that, you know, inspire you as you're, you know, writing and recording your music?
Yeah. Other great musicians continue to always sort of be the main source of inspiration. I feel like when I'm most inspired is when I am in a good headspace for really being a good listener to not only the world around me, but also other great music or even reading great books or any other type of art. I think if you study it and kind of take it in, it's super inspiring to want to create your own, you know, original thing after doing that. So, you know, for me, it's people like Gillian Welch and Joni Mitchell and Paul Simon and Bob Dylan. I mean, the list goes on, but I'm always excited to discover new things. And I think that's what really drives me to want to create my own music.
We're live at EXT with Sarah Giroux. You're out at Fresh Grass Festival on Friday, September 15th. In addition to touring, what other kinds of things are on the horizon for you?
Well, a thing that's very specific to Fresh Grass, which I'm really excited about, is I was, I believe, the second artist ever that they've commissioned to write an original piece of music to premiere at Fresh Grass. So I'll be premiering this piece of music, which there's no real guidelines other than it needs to be, you know, a continuous piece of music for about 30 to 45 minutes. So I've been working on this piece for the last several months now, and it's definitely a new exciting thing that I'm really thrilled to share with the listeners at that festival. So that's a new thing. And then beyond that, just continuing to tour for pretty much the remainder of the year. At the end of September, I'm kicking off a 5-week tour that'll go to Alaska and the West Coast and all the way down to Texas. And then I'm going to take a couple months off and then continue on with touring next year.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. And we're really excited about seeing you at Fresh Grass.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.